Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
And now, a star is born. On January 16th, 1974, the world welcomed little baby Kate Moss. Kate was born at 8 pounds, 3 ounces, and to begin her career as a fashion model, she immediately started losing weight. Kate Moss, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Still no deal to end the government shutdown, with the White House and Democrats struggling to find common ground.
I thought it was actually a constructive conversation, but we got to keep talking.
New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer was among several Democrats from the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus to meet with President Trump at the White House. In the Senate, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democrat Chris Coons are selecting signatures for a letter urging the president to reopen the government for 3 weeks to negotiate border security, a proposal the president rejected earlier this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. At least 2 U.S. troops and 2 civilians killed while conducting a patrol in Syria, ISIS claiming responsibility.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan. This is Fox News.
From the people who brought you Ellen's Game of Games and the Titan Games, it's the Walmart Games. In the series premiere, you'll watch a bunch of drunk hillbillies swerving around the store parking lot in electric carts, guzzling cheap wine out of hopefully empty Pringles cans. Pajama pants optional. In fact, pants are optional. Cheer your favorite player as they roam the cosmetics aisle, pulling open lipsticks to try them out, then putting them back on the shelf.
You sure look pretty.
Finally, try and match the contestant's baby to the loaded diaper found in the restroom. Losing this one really stinks. The Walmart Games, being played now at a Walmart near you. So bring your spouse, bring your cousin, even if they're the same person.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Do it live!
Here we are. This just in from PETA, as in P-E-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
According to them, traditional masculinity is dead. First of all, and they follow that with the secret to male sexual stamina is veggies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of veggies thrown into the diet, but
a balanced diet is a good thing.
Sure. You're really telling me vegans are better in bed? Give me a
These part. Groups are all interconnected. They're all... Did you hear about this thing with Gillette?
Yes.
I can't... I think if I put it on Facebook, they would take it down. But there's a website called Stilton's Place.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it. Take a look at today's cartoon. Gillette, which for years was the bastion of manhood, you know.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Somebody over there got convinced that, hey, you know what we need to do to sell more razors? Is tell guys that they should be, like, really wussy. Like, you know, enough. But the cartoon on that particular topic at Stilton's Place is really, really funny. It kind of states what I believe. I don't think... What is it? What do they? First of all, what is traditional masculinity? You know, they make these ridiculous statements without defining the term. What does that mean, PETA?
Now, their whole motivation is vegetarianism, veganism, whatever you want to call it. But they put a guy, that guy's picture there. What woman would want to look at him? I mean, he's freaking ugly.
I can't really see him.
Yeah, he's ugly. Just take my word for it.
He's okay.
Just looks like a dude.
He's the guy I'd expect to see dating Cortex Ocasio.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. The beard is on the phone.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
It's ma'am.
It's what?
It's ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Today. Is that what you're identifying as today?
Oh, no. I thought that was hilarious seeing that video. But I just wanted to call in and let you and Joey know that I have not shaved my beard off of any Gillette products. It's
wonderful.
Still there.
Wonderful.
Glad to know. Stand your ground, buddy.
All right, we'll do. Y'all take care.
Thanks. Yeah, so you got PETA with this thing today. Yesterday it was Gillette. Somebody put out a few parodies, kind of. It's the way they're portraying men. And obviously the left has really made some serious infiltrations at Madison Avenue because they're using corporate dollars and the budgets of major corporations to sell a new version of the American male.
Gillette, 'cause men are really scum.
That's what's behind. Here's another one.
I did a whole show last night on where a lot of this is coming from. The American Psychological Association put out new guidelines for treatment of men and boys. And they talked about how traditional masculinity is toxic. It's not psychologically healthy. You know, there's some things in there.
Toxic how?
Well, they defined it, if I can remember off the top of my head.
Who am I making sick with my toxic male belligerent?
They said traditional masculinity is marked by anti-femininity, so a guy can't have any feminine qualities, or stoicism.
All right, now look, I was always a pretty sensitive person.
Right.
You know,
are still.
Yeah, but I think I'm still traditionally masculine in many ways.
Well, that's where some of this becomes silly. But the ones that really piss me off, and then they also include in their violence. And I'm like, what kind of violence?
Wrestling.
No, physicality is great. Like, sports, we like people that can use violence in a good way. And we also like people that use violence justifiably so when they're defending somebody.
Right.
So I don't know many guys, especially like the most macho guys who are like fighters, these sort of things, who are going to look for a fight. It's just, once you've especially been trained in that world, you learn how bad it can get.
Yeah.
But the ones that really piss me off is they took on stoicism, the want for achievement, and what else? What, risk-taking? These are traditional masculine, and they're psychologically unhealthy.
Where's all this going?
I have no clue. Those, the other ones, you know, there's room for. I'm not shy about being feminine
toxic,
at times.
Toxic masculinity, white privilege, all this crap. That's all we're getting is crap. And there's more of it. And now they're using corporate advertising dollars to shove it up our ass, so to speak. It's really getting old.
It just seemed like those three were ridiculous.
Let me give you a good example, since Mr. Electric sponsors this headline segment. I've never allowed my toxic masculinity to tell me I could do something that I really had no business messing around with, like installing anything involving electricity.
But you're a man. You're supposed to know everything.
Yeah. You're supposed to do it whether you don't read the instructions either. Just, you know, wire it up.
Act like you know what you're doing and suppress your feelings.
And you may leave a smoldering corpse, but at least you went out a man. Now, I've never been that dumb. I know my limits. Men know your limits. Anytime you have any kind of electrical installation needed, Mr. Electric. My goodness, I've had so much work done at the house by Mr. Electric, including the installation of the Ring system. And I love that. That's in a mild way, the ring system is kind of addictive. And you can buy those at different locations, but if you want it installed correctly, Mr. Electric, that's one, they can do anything. Anything involving electricity. They moved outlets for us. They installed additional motion activated security lighting for us all the way around the perimeter of the house. So anybody that would try to enter our property from any direction now is going to be really illuminated, and the ring system will pick them up. So you just feel a little bit safer. It's not that we live in a particularly dangerous neighborhood, but you never know. So take no chances. They have, they rewired something that was dead. There was a light, we couldn't figure out why it wouldn't come on. They came out and they determined, well, the reason this won't work, no matter what you put in it, what bulb you put in, is there's no electricity coming to this particular outlet. And I'm thinking, how does that happen? How does somebody put something in and not run electricity to it when there's a light at the end of it?
Right.
So they figured out and solved all of these things. I think they charge a very fair price. And by the way, when they give you a price up front, that's the price you'll pay. That's their policy. That's the way they do it. And when they say they'll be there at 9 or 1 or whenever, that's when they're going to be there with certified master electricians. Call them at 269-8886 or visit them online at MrElectric.com, Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Awesome, folks. 413, we have news, which is forecast. I think we'll, though, stop first at the traffic dungeon and check things out with, hang on a second, where'd it go? It just disappeared on me. Pardon me, I have to glue the traffic report back into the screen. There it is. How silly.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with our first accident this afternoon, and it is an accident with injuries. It's in Prattville in the 1600 block of Upper Kingston Road at County Road 85. There are injuries in this, so look out for emergency vehicles making their way to that scene. Otherwise, interstate's still running smooth this afternoon. The boulevard is busy all the way around, and we're starting to see people leave the Air Force bases headed for the house. Be careful if you're in the area of Maxwell or the Gunner Annex. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A former state lawmaker who led the impeachment push against then-Governor Robert Bentley has pleaded guilty in a health care fraud case. Former state representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. Prosecutors say doctors waived copays for Medicare patients who enrolled in chronic pain management services provided by Henry's company. Alabama Chief Justice Tom Parker has appointed Rich Hobson as the Administrative Director of Courts. Hobson is returning to the post he twice held under former Chief Justice Roy Moore. Parker had also worked for Moore before joining the Supreme Court as an Associate Justice. Former Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has announced where he'll play football next year. Hurts is heading to Norman and the Oklahoma Sooners. Hurts lost his starting job this year to Tua Tagovailoa. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Thank you, Jeff. Coming up, Steve Hughes with the master definition of offended. Why are we so obsessed with it? Because it really, nothing happens. If you've never heard this clip before, it's coming up next.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes right around the corner for tonight. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by the afternoon hours and maybe a few spotty showers tomorrow night. It's not going to be a big deal storm system. High temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Upper 60s on Friday, a mostly cloudy day in between storm systems, but generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers afternoon. Then showers and a few thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. High around 70. drastically colder Sunday, windy with falling temperatures as Arctic air moves in. We'll be in the mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas,
and moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
It's right
time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. We have lots of stupid news today. Just stuff, odds and ends, that I print up and think the listeners will be interested in this, and then for some reason we never get around to it because we're too busy having fun.
Indeed.
Speaking of fun, join us at Bomb Hours after the show. As I hope I didn't. Wasn't running around in my shorts this morning baking key lime pies and grilling steaks for nothing. We're celebrating Emily and Fiance's upcoming gumshoes tonight at Bomb Hours right after the show. Amazon wants to fight the porch pirates by delivering packages inside your garage.
So okay. They won't get stolen.
They've also talked about actually being allowed access into people's homes to put a package inside.
No.
I don't think I'd ever sign up for that.
Not in this part of the world.
This new thing is called Key for Garage. And the GM of Amazon said, we've launched Key as a delivery service for our Prime members. We're excited to add Key for Garage as an option for remote monitoring, access, and Prime deliveries. And the new service will require some additional hardware. You'll have to pay $80 so that if you order something from Amazon, not each time, but once, to have this thing installed, you pay them $80. And when you have something delivered, the Amazon rep can open your garage, put it in there, and close it.
Okay.
It sounds kind of complicated to me. Do we really need to go to this level? How about if we just have Ring automatic weapon doorbell systems? So if somebody's intruding and removing something that's there, they just get shot.
Yeah, that would work out well. No liability issues there.
In booze news, Heineken is announcing a new alcohol-free beer. When O'Doul's came out in the 80s, there was still like 0.5% of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very skeptical about this. This is 0.0 Heineken. It's not going to work, especially if it's being brewed or produced for people who need to cut back on alcohol consumption because it's destroying their life, liver, or whatever. This is a conversation that goes back a few decades. Low alcohol beers or no alcohol beers for somebody who has been drinking way too much beer will not work. Because if you've been drinking a six pack a night for the better part of your life, and then you switch to an alcohol free, and so you drink the beer, but where's the buzz? That's right. How your body will react.
Where's the click in my head? Because I'm not drinking a six-pack because I like the taste.
So, I don't see the point in it. I really don't. It's not going to affect our life one way or the other. I just don't think. If that's being designed to help people who need to cut back or stop, that ain't the way to do it. How about this, Joey? People 65 and older are most likely to share fake news on social media. I got to admit, there have been a few things I've put up that, to my horror, later found out were completely false.
Yeah.
And that's very embarrassing. even though nobody's, hey, Greg, that check that one. You better take a second look at that story. It's bogus. People are nice when they point that out. It's only happened a few times. And those things happen in large part because there's enough truth in the BS to make it, why double check? This must have happened. But so it's the geezerhood that's responsible for spreading fake news. But I think they're not talking about, you know, you're going to need four different networks covering four, because we have a new caravan headed our way. The last one worked out so well for them that we got another one coming up. And the media is going to be there, and Soros will probably have people along the way to make sure everybody eats well and that kind of stuff. But why announce it? They want asylum. And I got to look at Juan Williams and his quivering cheeks up here, you know, given the usual, that guy just, why do they have to have him? Get David Webb on that panel. Get rid of...
Why?
Yeah.
To piss you off.
I don't
want to be pissed off. I'm not joking either.
I understand that, and that might have been a good reason 6, 8, 10 years ago. But it pisses me off in a different way now, and I don't like it.
Ooh.
I don't watch Fox News anymore.
That's the bad.
Bill O'Reilly called him out. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly said, you have one host now. One host who is still connected to the base that built the Fox News empire. And that's Sean Hannity.
Right.
He is absolutely right about that. O'Reilly doesn't need the money. He's got his own thing going on. And do we remember why he was canned?
Was he leering?
It was harassment, so they had to get rid of him. Couldn't have him around, even though he was their bread and butter for their first couple of decades. But I think he's right, and I've not only Fox News, but our buddy Mr. Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, said, what the hell's going on with Matt Drudge? It's almost like he got one of those manila envelopes like Justice Roberts got and others. When somebody wants to get your attention, they send you something intimidating. It's almost like somebody got to him. I hate to sound conspiratorial, but it's just the way it feels. You can tell from, like, the other day. They found a couple of cranks in airports who had been inconvenienced by an extra 10 to 15 minutes, said the shutdown has just gone too far. So we should sacrifice all principles and totally cave in and do what the Democrats want because this guy took an extra 15 minutes to get through the TSA line. That can happen on a normal day. Exaggerating, you know, nightmare absenteeism. No. 3.2 is the normal absenteeism. That strikes me as kind of high, actually, in government, in federal jobs. With TSA, it's gone up to 7 point something. But I understand you can get a little testy, but you know you're going to get paid if you've been off or haven't gotten a check, and you're not going to be charged for the time you did nothing. What's happening is this shutdown is exposing just how much nothing we're underwriting every year in the government with unnecessary waste. All right, that's the stupid news that's been, I had to get rid of it, I had to do something with it, so I just did. We're halfway through the bus to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. What do you got going on tonight?
I might be talking about the classic battle. Do nice guys finish last or first, or is it jerks and narcissists? And the answer might surprise some people. Maybe talk about how money isn't the root of happiness or meaning, but it can help us find both. You know, sometimes you always hear money isn't everything. Well, what if you have all the other stuff, like family and community and all these? It'd be nice occasionally to have in, you know, a little more money. Just a little twist on that. I might take on Tucker Carlson again, because sometimes it's... I don't like, there's a debate going on in the right now over economics and over the role of government in our lives. And some of the populace, not all, are leaning more towards government doing something, which I would suggest you're playing into the hands of the left when you start talking like that. Yeah, we'll see. Power causes brain damage. That's interesting.
Power meaning?
Political power, political you're power. A big CEO, your well, big look star.
Look who the Speaker of the House is. Case closed. Case closed. And now another thing has been making a roaring comeback, mainly because it's frickin' colder than a well digger's rear end around the country. This has been a cold winter here. I've heard that from other people, too, who've lived here a long time. This winter has been especially harsh.
Hmm.
And Rich Thomas has been telling us to get ready for the worst to come early next week. And some rain systems on the way. His forecast is just a couple of moments away, and we'll head back to the traffic dungeon. A reminder, one of our great sponsors in their 50th year of service to the River Region this year, 2019. Minus 1969 sounds like 50 to me. I don't know the exact date. I'm going to try and find out. I'm going to see Jeff Mallinson tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. Jeff Mallinson is the face, the leader of Georgia Floors Direct. He's the guy that assembles the team that helps people. When you walk into that building for the first time, it's a little like, whoa, there's a lot to see here. And it can be a bit overwhelming. But they want to know what you're interested in looking at, what type of flooring. Are you switching from one style to another? Do you want to see what that's going to cost? Are you better off staying with carpeting? I mean, all of these things come up, and they're totally normal questions. We're going to do a room remnant soon. I just got to get over there and pick it out. They have hundreds to choose from. I'm going to look for something that probably absorbs water from broken bathtubs better. I'm sure they have said the Stainmaster. They sell that at Georgia Floors Direct, and that's a very effective way to minimize the lasting damage that, little loved ones like foofuses can change and weeniums can do over time. True wholesale pricing, everything comes direct from the factory. It's installed by people that they've worked with for years. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still.
It's a busy afternoon in traffic. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing delays already on the interstates. We see a delay northbound 85 at the Eastern Boulevard exit. Slow down before you get there because it's going to jam up right in front of you. The boulevard itself is moving along okay this afternoon. We do have delays at most of the major intersections. On the Atlanta Highway, it's really busy. Taylor Road is a jam up again this afternoon, as it usually is about this time of the day. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Chief Justice Tom Parker has appointed Rich Hobson as the Administrative Director of Courts. Hobson is returning to the post he twice held under former Chief Justice Roy Moore. Parker had also worked for Moore before joining the Supreme Court as an Associate Justice. A former state lawmaker who led the impeachment push against then-Governor Robert Bentley has pleaded guilty in a health care fraud case. Former state representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. Prosecutors say doctors waived copays for Medicare patients who enrolled in chronic pain management services provided by Henry's company. Former Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has announced where he'll play football next year. Hurts is heading to Norman and the Oklahoma Sooners. Hurts lost his starting job this year to Tua Tagovailoa. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes right around the corner for tonight. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by the afternoon hours and maybe a few spotty showers tomorrow night. It's not going to be a big deal storm system. High temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Upper 60s on Friday, a mostly cloudy day in between storm systems, but generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers afternoon. Then showers and a few thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. High around 70. drastically colder Sunday, windy with falling temperatures as Arctic air moves in. We'll be in the mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks closing in the green following some strong earnings results from major banks, with the Dow closing up 142 points, NASDAQ up 11, S&P 500 up 5. And Nordstrom stock tumbling around 5% after the luxury department store said holiday sales at its full-price stores were below expectations. The retailer also downgraded today by a couple of Wall Street analysts. In the meantime, Nordstrom's off-price rack stores have been performing more in line with expectations. And Sears survives, at least for now. It's chair and largest shareholder Eddie Lampert winning a bankruptcy auction, averting the chain's liquidation. Lampert sweetening his bid to more than $5 billion through an affiliate of his hedge fund ESL Investments. He may be able to keep the roughly 400 remaining stores open, saving tens of thousands of jobs. However, a bankruptcy judge must give its approval of the plan on February the 1st. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hot Arctic night, polar caps melting down from the fumes from the cars on the street. Up the road, there's a show in your town with the man that George Bush barely beat. Almost president, known for hugging trees. Now he's got bad news. He's telling you and me to save Mother Earth with Al Gore's traveling global warming show.
People,
global warming warns ya.
This is a problem.
Get a clue, yeah.
That our country,
don't let Exxon fool ya,
must solve.
It behooves ya.
We need to come to grips.
Get a big cop, fool, yeah.
And get a handle on.
Hallelujah.
Or my Oscar,
I'll go hallelujah,
will soon be underwater.
Take my hand
running around, you know, making documentaries and sequels to something that was total crap to begin with. Only a Democrat could do that and get away with it.
Yes.
The polar ice caps, they're still there in the North Pole. Last I checked, they were. There's still some polar bears up there, too. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the polar bear population has done quite well.
Well, I guess you don't like seals, then.
I'm sorry, you lost me. How is it that I don't like seals?
Polar bears. You're celebrating the fact that they're still flourishing. What do polar bears prey upon? Seals.
Yeah. Well, that's
I'm on Team Seal.
That's
death to the polar bears.
That's God. You know, I hate to tell these stories in a way because they always let the listener know I've been around a while.
Yeah.
But I remember going on family trips to Brookfield Zoo, which is huge. It's in a suburb just west of Chicago. In fact, I even took Janelle there when she was a little kid. When I was working on WLS, we spent an afternoon out there. And it was really wild to be going through there with my own child, having been there so many times when I was a kid. That was usually at least a once-a-year thing to go. And I think it was built during the 30s when government was creating things to do and jobs. Because they all had the cement look of things that were built during that era. Concrete was big in the 30s in architecture.
Oh, yes.
And nobody would design a zoo. So
the brutalist style.
But I remember they had vendors next to all the animal exhibits selling marshmallows and crap. And you would throw the marshmallows, the polar bears would be standing down on their little stage in front of their fake Arctic watering hole or whatever.
Right.
And they would put on great athletic performances trying to grab the marshmallows. Now, today, if a zoo did that, somebody would have them closed in 10 minutes.
Yes.
I don't know. I see, and I'm not against that. I'm not saying that's the way it should be. We just didn't think about it then.
Yeah. No, and like there are convincing things with like what they were doing with killer whales, with orcas. Those orcas were miserable in those small habitats. So, like, at SeaWorld and other places, there's a great argument, but people didn't know.
Well, there's a side, too, and Ron McGill, who has been my friend, the guy that's the chief curator at Zoo Miami, says people need to understand that zoos like theirs have done more to perpetuate and restore animal populations than people realize.
Exactly, yes.
Because they're all about creating habitats. So I heard a story. Some woman had been in the park in the zoo and came furiously into the main office demanding a refund because the animals didn't do nothing. They just were sleeping. I didn't come here to watch animals sleep. I wanted to see them doing stuff. Well, that's because the habitats they've created allow the animals, so they're not working a 9-to-5 job, like at Brookfield years ago. I mean, on one hand, I remember taking a marshmallow, which is not part of the natural feeding pattern for a giraffe. But they loved them. They would come up, and their tongue would come out like 18 inches.
It is freaky.
And then would roll it back up, and it looked pretty happy to me. Giraffes probably had zits back in those days. And I don't recall stories of, you know, animals dying on a frequent basis or anything. But we wised up on a lot of that stuff. But zoos, Janelle just finished a project on rainforests. Did a really nice job on it, too. That's part of all of what they do. She, you know, into conservation, putting an end to poaching on certain. It still goes on big time in parts of Africa. So they're trying, with you know, through the combined effort of that zoo and all the others, where there is this new awareness to help animals survive. Animals have plagues just like people do, you know, with flu epidemics and things like that. These zoos go a long way to help figure out how to cure and prevent and even inoculate It's like we go get a vaccine against, we get a polio vaccine, I think, when we're born, and then you can do it for shingles and all kinds of other horrible things. But they've done that within the animal universe as well. So the whole idea is you put them in a habitat where they can do what they would do if they were 8,000 miles away.
Right.
On the other side of the Atlantic. And that's how they do it. And this lady just went nuts, and they did not give her her money back. She put up a hell of a scene. But you're just here to look, see the animals do that. Some do. There's a couple of gorillas there that are hilarious. One's got a hand. I don't know whether it hurt itself somehow or it's a birth defect, but it always looks like it's giving you the finger. And they have such personalities. They really play to the crowd. And then other animals are just doing what they would normally do.
Yeah.
And it's
especially
really cool.
The big cats are just acting like house cats, but, you know, just laying out in the sun, stretching.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the prowl.
Yeah. I haven't been to our zoo here in a long time.
It's been a little while for me, too, but I love it. It's great.
As city sizes go, ours is very, very impressive. Coming up from the Daily Signal, John Stossel, sort of illustrating a point I made earlier that the government shutdown is showing how unnecessary so much government is. And that's why the wild shriek has grown. Raider King, I'll be with you in a second. I just need to take a moment to tell people about the C Spire tech movement, which is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete as things are now for the technology jobs of the future without better resources, proper resources, or training. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and the people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10%, and this is shameful, but only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. So C Spire is now teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. And they're also setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And in those competitions, challenge them to think in terms of a long-term career. And the competition they're going to face, because even though that doesn't, they don't teach, how do I compete? You learn something, but how do I compete? Because somebody else wants to do what I want to do, and only one of us can get this job. This is part of it. C Spire on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses across the region. And that's where the future is, out there in C Spire. Tech movement is leading the way. If you want to join or find out more, go to cspire.com, cspire.com/techmvmt. All right, this is Andrew. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are you today, sir?
Right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I heard what you gentlemen were discussing, and I just wanted to kick in a little something over. There was a really horribly made documentary called Blackfish. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Blackface?
Blackfish. It's about Blackfish. Killer whales.
No, the last time I saw anything on whales was it was the Aerial America show on Smithsonian showing how one of the Hawaiian Islands is a great place to whale watch, and how amazing it is.
Actually, it's wonderful. I'm a huge orca fan. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I wouldn't watch this documentary. They said two different things about why killer whales kill, how they misbehave when they're in enclosed environments such as SeaWorld or any of these other water parks. But the biggest problem I think the general public does not understand is if you close something like SeaWorld down, which is what they want. They want to build bigger habitats for them. Or what they want to do is release these killer whales back to the ocean.
Yeah, they want to live free willy.
They can't. It does not. They will never be able to adapt because they've never learned to hunt.
Mm.
Or they've been in these enclosures so long, they've forgotten how to hunt. And they won't be able to find their old pods again because they were all taken from different pods and kind of shoved into a family. And that's all true, and yes, that's terrible.
Mm.
But you still have to live with the reality is they're not going to, you just can't send them back to the wild. It's just never going to happen.
Mm.
What SeaWorld has done, however, as a zoo slash entertainment facility, is they're very, you know, yes, they're making money. Yes, they provide jobs. But they're also one of the number one conservation companies in the entire world.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever there's a disaster, an oil spill, they're the ones out there cleaning the animals that are coming in, the birds that are coming up on the beach, and doing everything they can to save the turtles. I mean, they're the ones out there doing all the hard work. Well, of course, the people doing all the complaining are just doing what they always do, which is complain. They don't fix it. The complainers don't want to fix it. They want somebody else to fix it because they're upset. At least SeaWorld is a proactive company in what they do, and they conserve well over 1,000 different species of ocean and sea life for us, and they provide a place for us to go see them because $70, I can go see all these creatures that I would never generally see. Penguins, polar bears, various dolphins, which, of course, actually an orca is the largest species of dolphin. It's not actually a whale.
When I was first in Miami, my partner on my morning show had worked at the Seaquarium as an announcer before he got into radio, and he still had good friends there. So we went over there one day and got a behind-the-scenes tour. And I forget what it was I held in my teeth, but to see one of those huge orcas come out of the water and gently remove that was amazing. I don't remember standing there thinking, oh, this giant creature in this relatively small area, but such intelligent.
Oh, they are.
And the things that they're able to do with their size, but with the lightest, finest touch is absolutely amazing.
And they're very, and I've never seen a problem. I mean, I've heard of the problem, particularly with the ginormous bull orca that they have at SeaWorld. It's had some issues, but, one, it is a bull orca. It's going to be a much more aggressive creature than the non-bulls.
That's because it has. It's an orca that suffers from toxic whale masculinity.
It does suffer from massive whale male toxicity. But I mean, one of the three deaths associated with was a drunkard who snuck into the park and then dove into the aquarium he was in, and the guy died right away from hypothermia. Because that water's kept for whales. And then of course, like, oh, that whale killed that man. The whale, based on every piece of evidence, never touched the dude. It freaked the whale out, though. And the lady that it did kill, the trainer, I have to go with Ron White on this one. And so when the gentleman said, there's a reason they're called killer whales and not ocean ponies.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. They are the most aggressive. They are the apex creature of the ocean.
You remember a movie, it came out on the heels of Jaws, called Orca?
Yes, that starring the great, starring Albus Dumbledore. I cannot remember the actor's name, but I know who died, that Harris.
Yes,
I did. That was a great movie, by the way. That was a lot of fun.
Saw that at the drive-in. I only saw about half of it. Well, Mr. Raider King, I got to run. We're at the 5 o'clock Fox News break.
All right,
but I enjoyed the conversation very, very much. So it is 4:55. I hope nobody is out there saying, well, how could you just stand there and not protest? It's the way it was. And we have an obsession among certain people in this country that look back at things that, from today's perspective, look barbaric or wrong or whatever you want to call it. But it's the way it was. Can't go back and change it. I don't know that it's necessary to apologize. What's important is, are we still doing it? All right, it's 4:56. Down to the traffic dungeon first.
There seems to be accidents everywhere you look this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a couple of new ones. 1800 Zelda Road, that's in the curve on Zelda Road right after you come off the interstate. Also in Prattville, we have an accident on East Main Street in front of Merchants and Farmers Bank. If you're traveling up towards Wetumpka, you're going to find a delay at the Redland Road traffic light. That's normal for this time of the afternoon. You'll get through in a couple of light cycles. The boulevard is extremely busy this afternoon. The interstates are moving pretty smooth. We still see a delay at the Eastern Boulevard exit on I-85 North. And we just got a brand new accident. Montgomery Police
Police Department headed to work an accident at Bibb and Moulton in the downtown area. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1. The makers of Maker's Mark would like to make this remarkable announcement. Our new commercial spokesperson is none other than Emily Hayes. That's right. Emily Hayes,